Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Chief Executive Officer Ted McKinney says they are passionate when it comes to voicing their opinion on the decision by the Environmental Protection Agency to throw out the Trump-era Waters of the U.S. rule and go back to a 1986 standard.
We're very angry and still are about this. In fact, I think we went so far as to say that we believe this was a political decision, sort of a, if Trump administration did one decision, then the opposite has to be the correct answer. And that is absolutely unequivocally not true.
While the country waits to see what happens with the Supreme Court and its ruling in the Sackett versus EPA case, McKinney is in hopes that EPA will not enforce the WOTUS rule for the states without an injunction in place.
We are hoping for a positive outcome because if the Supreme Court does allow EPA to continue as they are, we have major problems. Certainly farmers and ranchers better get ready to fork out a lot of money on legal fees to figure out what is and what is not a wetland and all that goes with that, what is and is not a navigable water.
Furthermore, NASDA issued comments to EPA saying that local environmental regulatory programs implemented and enforced by states are effective and beneficial. A Supreme Court ruling in the Sackett versus EPA case is expected by this June. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.